Good morning. It's Wednesday, March 14th. For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm George Kearns with a look at this morning's South Carolina headlines. One upstate school district says the news media will not be allowed to cover activities marking the shooting deaths of 17 people at a Florida high school last month. Greenville School District spokeswoman Beth Brotherton said reporters will not be allowed on school property during the national school walkout today. The district already has warned students not to walk out of class and has instead suggested indoor activities. Governor Henry McMaster has issued an executive order bolstering religious freedom for individuals and organizations, with emphasis on a foster care agency that requires participating families to be Christian. Yesterday's order clarifies licensing practices by the Department of Social Services to allow faith-based organizations to retain full foster care licensing. Greenville-based Miracle Hill Ministries has only allowed foster children to be placed with parents who share its Christian beliefs. A Marine Corps officer responsible for training recruits at Parris Island, where a violently abused military volunteer committed suicide, admits he is guilty of dereliction of duty and other charges. Lieutenant Colonel Joshua Kassoon, a 28-year Marine, also pleaded guilty to making false official statements and conduct unbecoming an officer. Kassoon agreed as part of his guilty plea to retire from the Marines. The Navy Secretary will decide his rank at retirement, which will determine his pension. A South Carolina inmate says the state's prisons agency is subjecting inmates to cruel and unusual punishment. Attorneys for Russell Geisler yesterday filed a federal lawsuit accusing the South Carolina Department of Corrections of violating inmates' rights by not testing them for hepatitis C. A Florence School District 1 volunteer was arrested yesterday with a knife and airsoft pistol on school grounds. 20-year-old Evan David Pack is charged with carrying weapons on school property. He was at West Florence High School volunteering with the district's orchestra program. No injuries were reported. Richland County deputies investigating a rash of armed robberies in the Columbia area. Officials say there were 4 armed robberies in just over 24 hours on Sunday and Monday. Authorities believe 3 of the 4 are connected, with those 3 all taking place at gas stations and all involving 3 men. The longtime president and CEO of the Myrtle Beach Area Chamber of Commerce is resigning. Brad Dean announced yesterday he is leaving to pursue other opportunities. Dean joined the chamber in 1998, became CEO in 2003. No replacement has been named yet. The chamber is expected to release more information later today. United Tool and Mold is expanding its operations in Pickens County. The expansion includes an $11 million investment into a new 60,000-square-foot facility in Pickens County Commerce Park. The company has 3 locations across the southeast, including 2 in Duncan and Easley. And that's a look at today's South Carolina headlines. For SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org, I'm George Kearns.